Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Grifols third quarter 2023 conference call. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. This is Núria Pascual, Investor Relations and Sustainability Officer. I'm joined by Thomas Glanzmann, our Executive Chairman and CEO, Víctor Grifols Deu, Chief Operating Officer, and Alfredo Arroyo, CFO. This call will last about 60 minutes. There will be a presentation of approximately 30 minutes, followed by a Q&A session. So if you want to raise a question, press star followed by five when the Q&A session begins, and we will kindly ask you to limit your questions to a maximum of two. As a reminder, this call is being recorded, and the materials for the call are on the investor relations website at grifols.com. The transcript and webcast replay of the call will also be available on the investor relations website within 24 hours after the end of the conference call. Now, if we turn to slide two. Before we start, I would like to draw your attention to the forward-looking statements disclaimer in this slide deck of the release. Forward-looking statements on the call are subject to substantial risk and uncertainties, speak only as of the call's original date, and we undertake no obligation to update or revise any of the statements. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Thomas Glanzmann.
Thank you, Núria. Good afternoon and morning to all on the call. Thank you for joining us today. As you can see from our press release issued this morning, we have reported another strong quarter, further accelerating growth, improving our EBITDA, and meeting our commitments. But before we go into our operational performance, I want to address upfront what is and has been the market's concern about our deleveraging progress. Our commitment to